Deck your home with Blinds.com. La 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 la. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Army and Navy, right here on home turf, man. Really excited. Excited about the game, what it means. We're lucky. Lucky to have it. OBJ, remember how good this dude was? Again, injuries, it gets you. And out as a Miami Dolphin. The question is, where does he end up next? And then again, we bring in the all-time leading rusher at the University of Maryland, Lamont Jordan. Does a part of you always hang on that Heisman Award ceremony and go, what if?
You know, Doc, that ended for me pretty early in the season. The way I look at it is there are a lot of Heisman Trophy guys who didn't have any success in the league. But I'm thankful that I had a 9-year NFL career. But just to be mentioned up there as a possible, as a Heisman Trophy candidate, it was a great feeling, man. It's definitely a great feeling. But I'm just thankful for what I was able to accomplish. I try not to spend a whole lot of times on the what ifs, should ifs, and could ifs unless I have to look back at where I could have been better.
Yeah, Devontae Campbell, as we just had in our last segment. It was proven by a lot of the canines on X with Lou Holder. I guess he's not the first guy to do it. May not be the last, but it's just weird to me in a team sport, and especially for a linebacker. I can see you not showing up and telling people you out before the game starts, but to go through all the warm up, to be set, to be suited up. And to be there, that was weird to me. What was your take?
You know what, Doc? It's disappointing. You know, as a coach who coaches now and coached youth in high school and now coaching women's football with the Washington Prodigy, those types of things I experienced as a coach on the youth and high school level. That's more youth and high school type stuff. That's just not something that you see or you want to see when you get to the pro ranks, man. And, yeah, you know, we talk about Scottie Pippen and some of the other guys who have done that. But, you know, he's in his feelings. So when it was time for him to go into the game, he decided not to play. I just think that's just horrible, especially coming from a linebacker. That's something that you expect the diva positions to do, the wide receivers and the defensive backs. But when you think about just that linebacker position, being a guy that plays in the box, there's a certain mentality that comes with that. So I'm hoping that him making a decision not to play is him making a decision that he's done playing football. If that's the case, then so be it. But if he's a guy that expects to come back and play just as a teammate, I wouldn't want him on my team, because when things get tough, if things aren't going the way that he wants it to go, then he's going to quit on the team. And so you know, to have played against a guy like John Lynch, who's a GM over there in San Francisco, is really disappointing. When you think about Patrick Willis, when you think about Navarro Bowman, when you think about Ken Norton, when you think about all the guys who played that position for that franchise, and for you just to flat out just say, I'm not going in the game, and it has nothing to do with the injury. The perception is that he's just in his feelings. That's disappointing and it's disheartening. And it's just poor.
Yeah, Navarro Bowman is in the water. I mean, what a stud. Great dude, man, who played his behind off. Bill Belichick, and anybody that's played for a coach, you've been in a sacred environment. So I wonder, what was your take? What has been your take on this entire Belichick absence from the pro game and now connection with the Tar Heels?
You know what, man? I was happy for Coach. You know, things didn't end well in New England, but at the end of the day, Bill Belichick is Bill Belichick. To me, he's the GOAT when it comes to coaches. I was happy that the public got a chance to see another side of him with the Tom Brady roast, with him being on TV, the top 100, because they got a chance to see a little bit of what we got an opportunity to see as players, and that is Coach Belichick has a personality. I've always said I think he's a really funny guy. But now with him going to Carolina, oh my gosh, dog, the ACC is in trouble. The ACC is in trouble, man. If Coach gets football players who want to go pro, not guys who are just looking to get a little bit of NIL money and they're happy with NIL money and a little bit of publicity. If he's able to get guys who have a desire to go pro, him being down in Carolina, it's a huge problem, Doc. You have to think about this. A lot of coaches, college coaches right now, are trying to navigate through this whole NIL thing, the whole transfer portal. He's a guy that had a year off. Coming into this situation, you have to know that he spent this year preparing to be a coach in college football. You get a chance to take, you know, the greatest coach of all time. He's bringing in some guys who have done it at the pro level. Now you have a coach who's just going to come in and worry about football. He has his people who are used to dealing with contracts, who are used to going out and finding talent. And now once he just gets the coaches in there to focus on football, you have to believe that NIL money that Carolina is going to put towards the football program is going to increase significantly. I think that this is a problem for college football, because you're taking a coach who actually knows how to coach. And a lot of these college coaches, I think they win games because they just have more talent than everybody. I think the Carolina Tar Heels are about to take the ACC and college football by storm.
Yeah, speaking of by storm, and you know, my great reverence for Army Navy, and I heard earlier through the rooster that my old quarterback, the great seven, Joe Theismann was on site, and I kept thinking, Theismann at the Army Navy, it's a media deal. Now I know that the armed forces together, they have quite a large budget. I didn't know they had it that big, and then. I understand that he's en route to the game, and so that means Joe must be involved in the ceremony. It's something really big that's going on at the stadium. So I would urge people right now, I hope security would be at the max, but this is big. I can't wait to find out what I love it, because believe me, if he's there, there's a reason. And it is not no chump change. It's going to be big time. But I know he has great respect for it. It's going to be so funny. I just hope they have him. It's got to be a ceremony. He's got to be passing out something or making an awards presentation. He's got to be there for purpose. And I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear about it. I swear to God, I can't wait. I cannot wait to hear about it. He's the best. He's the absolute best. But, I think Belichick will be successful now that the college game is semi-pro. And maybe that's what we're not talking about enough. The game now is actually semi-pro.
Yeah. And you think about this. You know, when you think about guys like a William Fuller, Jeff Saturday, Julius Pepper, Lawrence Taylor, these are all guys who've played in the National Football League, who are Carolina football alums. You know, you just have to believe that Coach Belichick is just going to bring a presence there from a football standpoint that Carolina hasn't, they just haven't seen. And so I'm really excited for him. I'm excited for college football because I think that you have a guy who is a system type guy. And the system that he's going to bring, that blueprint that he's going to bring, which I definitely have to give Nick Saban some credit for what he's done, but he hasn't done it in the NIL era. And I think that Coach Belichick, along with Deion Sanders, they're going to give you the blueprint for how to do it in the NIL area. And I just can't wait. And I was listening earlier, Doc, when you were talking about the Heisman. I got to go with Hunter. I have to go with Hunter on this. Yeah. Yes, I am a running back, but I mean, come on now. You're talking about a guy who played in the Mountain West. I mean, really, Utah State. He was in the Mountain West, and so I would definitely take Hunter, a guy who played on both sides of the ball, a guy that you can just tell when he was not there, that team was just different. And so, when it comes to the Heisman, I like Hunter to win this thing.
Yeah, I do too. Kid out of ball on the plate, ran on the blue turf. He's nice. And I think he's going to be one heck of a pro. But this ceremony is fun. There's be two or three guys there. I always think it's great. I'll have eyeballs all over it. And finally, the Commanders on this road trip to New Orleans. It's a dangerous game. I'm not as concerned as I was against Dallas. I was a wreck. I didn't like that matchup. And I proved to be right on that. But what's your gut on the New Orleans Saints?
I think that they just have to get out to an early start. You have to put up points. You can't allow New Orleans to hang around in this game. Those guys are going to fight. And at the end of the day, you know, you have to show an ability to eliminate the big plays. You have to be able to stop their run game. But I want to see what the Commanders are going to look like coming off of the bye week. You know, when you think about the first few games of the season, offensively, the Commanders' offense was moving the ball up and down the field on everybody they played. Now, you resorted to a lot of field goals, but the reality is that they were moving the ball up and down the field at will. Losing Noah Brown, you know, he has some drop passes. He's made some tough catches. But I don't think that people talk enough about just the dirty work that he does with the blocking. There have been many times that you see big plays, and he was the one, he was the final block that sprung the big play open. With that said, this game right here is going to set the tone for the remainder of the season. For me, the Commanders, you can't lose two games for the rest of the season. And you have to get this game. You have to be able to stop Alvin Kamara. And I don't care if there's a backup quarterback in there. At the end of the day, the Saints are going to have players that are going to come out there and compete. And you have to win this game because I truly believe this, Doc. You win this game regardless of what happens against Philly. You cannot lose the Falcons game. And so we focus on this game. Offense just have to come out and dominate, put the Saints in a position that they can't rely on their run game. And I think that they'll be fine. And I'm really interested to see what these other wide receivers are going to do. McCaffrey, you were drafted. There's high hopes. You got to step up. Brown, this is an opportunity. You have to step up. Brian Robinson is Brian Robinson. And I'm really interested to see how this offensive line is going to handle the defensive line of the Saints. So there are a lot of things to look at. There are a lot of things to look forward to in this game. I don't think the Commanders have earned the reputation of a Kansas City or Detroit for anybody to say that this should be a blowout game. But what I would like to see is the offense get back to running the ball, smash mouth downhill, moving the ball up and down the field, and definitely want to see the Commanders do a better job of stopping the run. Because if you're going to have any hope of making the playoffs, finishing this thing off, or even winning the game in the playoffs, you have to be able to stop the run.
Amen to that, my brother. Enjoy Army and Navy, and I'm pretty sure that Hunter will hoist that trophy a little later on in the evening. With that, as Coach would say,
simply one of the best.
One of the best. There you go. Thank you, my man. That's good stuff,
appreciate
man. Enjoy football today. We're all lucky, man. We're so lucky that we got all of this, a lot of it right in our backyard. We'll take a break, pay some bills, and come back and get ready for another legend. This time, print media legend, Tom Lavero. Mad Max, DOC. Here on a beautiful Saturday morning. I still haven't found out, AWOD, what his deal was today. If it was a personal appearance or card show or whatever it was that he had to deal with. Shout out to Lamont Jordan, Ken Harvey, Lou Holder. Appreciate the talents these guys brought through. And all kidding aside, it's my understanding that Joe Theismann will be honored. And whatever it is, he truly is deserving of that. And I know his great passion and stuff for the military, armed forces. So it's I can't wait to get a copy of his speech and what he does. He'll be outstanding as always. Man, we've just been loaded. Today it's been great and all the games coming up. You know, we got bowl games coming up. It's that time here. And just do 12. We haven't even mentioned the 12-team group that's involved at all. The much as we bitched about it when it was four, now it's 12. It's never going to be what everybody wants. And there are going to be people always left out. I just have found the best way for me to deal with it is that if you don't want to get left out, don't lose. That's one way of securing yourself in. I don't know about you, Max. I have no sympathy for the behemoths of the game to cry wolf when they lose three times. I don't have any patience for that. And now people are talking about rescheduling, and I'm not for it. Some of these schedules, 10 teams and rosters are so unbalanced when it comes to how many 5 stars, 2, 3 stars that you have over another team. In the end, a really good coach and really good assistants can equal and they can out-leverage these quote stars. And who becomes a star? Who makes the decision? Who becomes a 3, a 4, or 5? As long as it's done by human beings, there's going to be some room in there. We need to check some things. And how many of these kids actually pan out? There's going to be a lot of money thrown away for nothing with these NCAA payouts. Look how much money's thrown out in the pros and people underdeliver or don't deliver at all. It's going to be far worse, in my opinion, on the collegiate level. And then if they're not coached up, we already know what a cesspool of coaching ranks are. Not because people don't want to do a good job. They're not qualified to do a good job. Because somebody makes the mistake of thinking coaching's easy. That just shows you they've never done it. You're putting somebody's talent and future in your hands. And these young puppies expect to be molded into something. Not every staff has ringers all the way across the board. But my goodness, if your coordinators are fake, you're in a world of trouble. Because now you got fake teaching fake. And then you end up getting the poor kids don't develop. When's the last time you've ever heard of a program that was gutted like this program here in Washington? You ever heard of anything like this before? Have you ever seen anything like this before? Well, they basically got rid of everybody associated with the last group. They don't care what round you were drafted, nor should they, because none of them played up to the rounds they were drafted in. Talk about a system that nobody can figure out. Hello. Not just here, believe me. It's all over the place. It's all over the place. You think that Carolina-Philadelphia game was a fluke? It wasn't. It's the NFL. If coached properly, it could probably be that close most weeks.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait to hear what Brother Lavero, you know, has to say. I think it's going to be quite interesting. Have we been able to get, we had a little bit of minor technical issues. Max, I'm glad you're on our side and working it out. How are we doing?
We're doing okay.
Okay. Okay is not good enough, but I'm going to have to accept it. Yeah, that's not going to be good enough. But I'm going to accept it. You suggest we go to break on this one to get ready?
Yeah.
Ms. Lavero, is that going to be possible?
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do that then. All right, Max, take it away. Hang in there with us, folks. We're fighting through it. We'll get it done. Promise you. Another day. How lucky are we to be doing this on a day of Army-Navy Heisman selections? Got a couple of King Kong Godzilla matchups in the NFL. And we get to figure out who the first team will pick up OBJ. So we go to the ultimate journalists when it comes to these questions we can't quite figure out with Crayola, and we go to Tom Lavero of the Washington Times. So, Tommy, the first thing that hit your mind when you saw that OBJ was available?
Well, Doc, you know, I watched a lot of the Ravens last year when he was there, and I wasn't impressed. You know, for a team where anyone who could make an impression as wide receiver had an opportunity with the Ravens because they weren't strong, really, at wide receiver. And I wasn't impressed with what he did. And I'm not sure he can really help a team that much, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. I mean, if because he was with the ultimate distributor, ultimate point guard and quarterback is Tagovailoa. And they say, I love it when it said in short notation, mutually agreed upon that they depart ways. I don't know a dude on the planet that mutually wants to separate himself from South Beach.
I agree with you there, Doc.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear that garbage. It might be gonna, you might want to mutually separate yourself from Buffalo.
Yeah.
Soul Doc. Ain't nobody mentioning himself from South Beach. So we'll see.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, I, as far as helping Washington, you know, I don't know. I'm more curious about seeing what De'Ami Brown can do. I'm very curious.
Me too.
To see what Luke McCaffrey can do. You know, I mean, I'm just surprised he hasn't been more of a contributor.
Yeah, they've missed. They've had a couple of narrow misses. And but we'll see. The beautiful thing about it is that the opportunity is before us now. And if they're going to do it, you know, once we eat the drumsticks, there's no more excuses. They've been together long enough now to where we got to get some results. So you're really not the right person. I think anything beyond that, I'm not buying it. This team, the offensive line's production was what I was looking for last week. And we saw that. I want to know, can we put it together 2 weeks in a row? And I'm very mindful. The Noah Brown loss to me is a big one. And when you top that up with Eckler, I'm starting to think to myself, we just lost two highly productive people, and we got to replace them. And if we replace them, then we'll see. And I think five is healthy now, and that's the most important thing for us, that he maintained that ability to be a dual threat. But if he hits the things that are there right before him, I think we should be in good shape if we tackle better. That I can't. And then the Lattimore deal, I have no idea until I see it done how it will actually integrate itself with our defense.
Okay, Doc, I have a question for you. Five is a rookie, and I don't want to be putting too much pressure on him. But at this point, you know, he's played most of 13 games. You know, when you have guys like Eckler and Noah Brown out, doesn't the burden become greater on the quarterback to make up the difference?
Well, if the new guys that are in don't step up, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
The unknown is that what if these guys do perform or outperform the others? We don't know. What we do know is that he scares the bedickens out of defense. He's our best threat because he's the one thing they have not figured out how to stop, with the exception, or slow down, let's say, the Pittsburgh-Baltimore examples. But you got to have that kind of personnel. Is it really scheme to stop great players or great players to stop another great player?
Yes.
See, that's what I believe. I don't buy into. I'm a believer in what the Rams have showed me defensively. They had to replace the best player in the world at what he did. And they've done it.
Yeah.
Not with just one guy, but with a collection of people, by picking rookies and integrating them in and coaching them up. They have done it. Now, not just with one guy, but as a unit. And they, to me, have outperformed our unit. So how do you replace the best guy in the world at something? Now, we lost John, and that's important. But to me, we got some guys underachieving. I need to see people overachieving. Because I just don't think our run defense, I think we can do better.
I think you absolutely can do better. Yes. You know, I mean, I don't even know what he's doing anymore. I mean, I know John Ridgeway, the kid they traded in the spring during training camp. I think he went to Dallas.
Former Cowboy.
Yeah. But you're right. There's got to be some guys up the middle there on that line that have to step up.
Oh, no doubt about it. And I know that our guys on X, Corey Sanchez, who's back with us, these people know, they follow it like I follow it. And when a man in the end of his career is over 100 tackles again.
Yes.
And I'm proud of him, but it's also a reflection on you, people in front of him. Because that means it's like a dam is broken in front of him. He's just stopping it. I didn't bring him over here at his age for him to get 100 tackles again.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, people always look at that number and they think of it as something to be impressed about. That was the thing always about London Fletcher, and he was always like this massive number of tackles that were on the team. Well, it's a good thing they had London Fletcher because nobody else was tackling.
You're right. Your safety would have his neck broken.
Yes.
See, this is the thing where, you know, the thing that made Aaron Donald such a beast was that he was making those plays at the line of scrimmage or on your side of the ball.
Yes.
When you have a hell of a defensive lineman, anybody making $20, $25, $30 million a year is supposed to be creating havoc on your side of the ball, not catching you if you have picked up 8 or 9 yards. So I look at destructive defensive fronts like Pittsburgh and Baltimore, what Cleveland has even been able to do, and I go, okay, we're better than we've been to me, but we still have some room to make. And I use the Rams as a primary example. If you saw the Niner game and who didn't, then you're going, they create havoc. And they're rookies. They're young people doing it. And I don't think anybody over there is making X amount of dollars or so yet, but they're going to. And that's what I'm saying. Let's forget about the accolades and let's judge results. And let's get serious about this. Because if not, we're going to blow a golden opportunity. This group is really good. They got a chance to be really good here, but don't fake yourself out.
Well, Sunday is important. I mean, they're gonna if they don't beat the Saints, they're gonna have a big hole to dig their way out of, because like you said, teams like the Rams are right on their heels right now when it comes to postseason places.
Yeah, what defense looks like is playing with more heart right now.
Yeah,
just look at, and I've not even mentioned Seahawks.
Yes.
I mean, there's some people that you're competing with right now that are hungry. And we're playing with that hunger. Don't get me wrong. But I want to see it and not have it as a promo. I want to see it in real time. And then I won't be as a nervous wreck. Because right now, ain't nobody talking about no damn promotions. We're talking about results. And that's what I want to see, result. And the Dallas game will not get out of my mind until we go down there and destroy them. I can't get over it. I'm not mature enough to be able to get over that.
I don't think I want you ever to be mature enough to get over that game.
Yeah, no, I'm just not mature enough to be able to get over that. I got to ask you, I can't have Mr. Baseball with me. And you brought out Neil. I don't get to hear a Sanchez. You brought out Neil from Rockville. You bring out all the guys that I don't hear from them unless you're with me. And Juan Soto. And I'm going, you are Mr. Baseball. Did any of that surprise you?
No. I mean, okay. I thought that given a Boris client and given the fact that it was New York, which Soto liked playing in New York. He liked playing for the Yankees. But he also liked playing in New York. So the Mets, last I saw, they were still in New York in Queens instead of the Bronx.
Yeah.
And I knew that Cohen would come up with the most money, Steve Cohen, the owner of the Mets.
Yeah.
So where he landed did not surprise me. You know, and baseball, as usual, Major League Baseball, the people who run it, they just kick themselves and miss opportunities after opportunities. This was your player just became the highest paid athlete in the world. You know, the commissioner of baseball should have been there at a press conference trumpeting what a great thing this is for baseball. You know, I mean, you know, to tell the whole world, people are watching the NFL and people are watching the NBA, but who gets paid? Baseball players. Baseball players get paid the most anywhere in the world. And the two highest baseball players, highest paid baseball players, are international stars in Soto and Shohei Ohtani. You know, that is something that baseball should be marketing. Baseball should be singing to the rafters that Soto got $765 million. I know a lot of the small market owners are not happy about it, but for the game itself, you know, which lags behind in marketing all the time, the Soto story, you know, it was the biggest story. It was a bigger story than the World Series. I know your boys won the World Series, but the Soto signing was huge, and baseball just does not know how to sell itself.
You had to take a shot at Dodger Blue. That's okay. We're used to it. Used to it, because we're always around it. I mean, the thing is, you don't win it all the time, but you. What is nice is to be around it and to be competitive. And that's why today I've dedicated my shout-out is to the Washington Capitals.
Yeah.
Because what they're doing, and this is not a fluke. We're watching a foundational build-up from Hershey, the developmental part of their program, like baseball. They're showing that they're, from the ground up, they're smarter than most. They're committed to it, and it's a beautiful thing to see it work without the Great Eight. That's what's blowing me away.
Yes. I mean, I tell you what, it shows, I think it shows what a smart coach that Spencer Carberry is. This is his second season, and it's clear that the fact that they're doing this without a mainstay like Ovechkin means that the coach has the ear of the players.
Yeah.
You know, they're listening to him. They believe in their coach.
Yeah, and Koken has taught me enough about it, the Rooster boys, that their game is so predicated really on this guy between them pipes. And you got to have two.
Yeah.
And they're pulling this thing off in a way that, I mean, I am so impressed with it. And listening to Joe, you know, and Locker and Allen and Koken, and these guys, the whole idea of the operation having been submerged in sewage, covering the team that I adore so much, I'm refreshed. to see an operation function the right way. Hats off to them.
Yes, absolutely.
Hats off to them. Yeah, that's good. Well, brother, we're going to have to probably take in a game, take in a treat, a puff, and some spirits. We're long overdue.
Count me in, Doc.
All right, my brother. Hey, look, give my best to you-know-who whenever he gets back in the country.
The boss man.
Yeah, hey, man, he's raking it in. He's doing really well. He's having a banner year, and we're proud of him because his selection. Because when he wins, we all win. So it's all good. Yeah. Tom Lavero, Washington Times U.S. coach would say, are simply one of the best. Thank you, my friend, for your services.
Thanks for having me, Doc.
You got it. Tommy Lavero, and I have lost my dear friend Max. He's being tied up by the whale, which he will not hear the end of this from me once I get a hold of him. But Max, are you back?
I'm here. I'm standing.
All right. Good deal. Shall we go to break on this one, my friend?
Yes, that sounds like a good idea.
All right, let's go do that. Welcome back here on a beautiful Saturday, 11:54 in the a.m. And what is shown to be quite a day, quite a celebration today with the fan base. I think a lot of us haven't been away from Commanders football for a minute. You know, we said we needed a break, then we get the break, and then we don't like the fact the break's so long. And then in the break, we lose some players and we gain some players. And the Lattimore deal, I never felt about rushing it. I don't have a lot to say about it because until we actually have him here on the field, I just think I'd rather react to what I see, not what I hear. But I think it's going to be good. It's all about them big boys up front. And that D-line, and they've done a good job. They have. We've got some guys that have been heroic. Their effort has never, ever, ever been questioned. But after we eat the drumsticks, boys and girls, it's all about results. We have got to get results. And that's what it's all about. I'm eager though. Once it's been, you know, it's only one game. We had a damn bye week, but it feels like it's been forever. And I am eager to see the uniform again. I feel like when you watch all these games and you don't see our guys, I kind of am antsy to see that done, and that'll be fun. Also, the Heisman and the Army Navy, man, right on our turf, man. Get involved with that. I'm excited about seeing that. Bowl games getting underway. Heisman Trophy. We're all going to be on it. And then powerhouse matchups. Pitt and Philly for me. Well, I don't want to just go Detroit, Buffalo. That's still big boy football again. And Buffalo cannot afford to lose it because Kansas City, they may never lose again. I mean, it's possible. But it's how are they playing? Who's really demonstrating the knockout blow? And I thought the Steelers turned a corner, but without Pickens, I'm not certain that the offense, they have that punch without him. But we'll get to see. That's the beauty of it. A lot of questions to be answered. And then who's going to be the dark horse? Is it the Denver Broncos coming around the curb late? It's about when you get hot. And is your quarterback capable of leading you where you want to go? Got to have a hot QB. We got a hot QB. That means we got a chance. Protect that young man, Five, and then let him thrive and give him some help. Max, as always, man, absolutely a treat. A whale sighting coming up.